43-year-old Rose Nantija said Tuesday she was stuck at the Elegu border post since Monday because authorities at the Nimule border post were still collecting visa fees.
I wanted to close. I'm going to Juba. I have to pay $60. Then they stamp my passport and then I go. I don't have that $60. That's why I've been here for some days in Elegu.
Nantija told South Sudan in Focus this morning she would try for the third time to cross into South Sudan today. While reading a statement today dated October 5th and signed by Major General Samira Faturu Suleiman, the Director for Immigration in South Sudan's Interior Ministry, Brigadier General James Dak Carlo, the Deputy Spokesperson for the South Sudan National Police Service, said the Interior Ministry directed the chiefs of all land borders, Juba International Airport, immigration sectors and stations, state immigration headquarters and immigration attaches at embassies to begin implementing the order immediately.
With this order, all the receipts and other beneficiaries of this document are directed to grant free visa to all citizens from the Republic of Uganda, as stated in provision Article 7.2 of the East Africa Community Treaty. This order is clear and must be implemented accordingly.
The order guarantees, quote, free movement of persons within the territories of the East African Community member states, which specifically include removal of visa fees and the right of resident to citizens from the Republic of Uganda. End quote. General Dak says technical challenges in communication and bureaucracy led to a delay in effecting the directive to waive visa fees for Ugandans traveling to South Sudan.
Communication system is not that functional, and as we are not up to date with this electronic register system. But we are sorry for being implemented a day late.
Osborne Ocheng, the resident district commissioner in Uganda's Amuru district, confirms to South Sudan in Focus that Ugandan nationals are entering South Sudan without paying visa fees as of today.
I've just been talking to the head of customs of the Republic of South Sudan, who is based in Nimule, and he did confirm to me that this morning now, the Ugandan nationals who are entering the Republic of South Sudan are not paying visa. He explained to me that the delay was because they got the document from their ministry yesterday.
36-year-old Imran Ikaja, a Ugandan national who traveled to South Sudan today, says he entered the country without paying visa fees.
You have your national ID, then you have the papers for corona, then Ugandan side you get the temporary permit. Then when you reach immigration of South Sudan side, then they stamp. And they have not asked anything like visa fee. Very nice, very nice. We can move now as we are in East Africa.
General Dak asked citizens living along the South Sudan-Uganda borders, who are often of the same ethnic group, to be clear about which country they belong to when crossing into South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Onan Walter Solomon in Juba.